Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Good morning, guys. Let's get right into it. I didn't put out a Thanksgiving, total message for Thanksgiving because in my posture, in my life, I'm thankful all year round. And I think that a lot of us get worked up about the holidays, well, this time of the year. In some people's lives, this time of year is not the most motivating and, good time. And I'm not trying to be morbid, but for some people, a lot of people have lost family members, loved ones. Some people are away in the military at this during this season. And there are some that have, lost something, or they're on business trips and they can't make it because this is the high season for whatever they're selling or marketing or whatever. That being said, holiday, if we really open up that word and spread it out, it's really a holy day. Every day should be holy, no matter what. And during this season, I think a lot of us have a tendency to get wrapped up in the commercialism of Christmas, and Thanksgiving. During this season, it is harvest season, Rosh Hashanah, if whatever particular, sect you're in. But this is the biblical new year. We have already started the biblical new year. That's probably why it feels so rough. September is officially the biblical new year. And during this season, a lot of people put on what I call my girlfriend said it perfectly, their petticoat, their cloak of defense, their jacket of, protection, so to speak. A lot of people protect themselves during this season extra because they don't want to feel the raw feeling of whatever that is, whatever feeling that they're feeling. I don't know if I've said it, and I don't. And if you don't, if you know anything about me, the first thing I'm going to tell you, it's okay to feel. I don't know why I had one topic and now I'm just going to go to this topic. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel sad. You are human. That's the humanistic part of you. Everybody says that, we're spiritual beings. We are, but we're encased in this human capsule that has to feel. Jesus felt. Jesus wept. Jesus, called out and tried to negotiate with God and said, look, God, I can't do this. Do we forget the Garden of Gethsemane? He asked three times to take this cup from him. Take it from me. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. That's what he said. But it took a minute because he had to come to himself. He had to realize that, okay, I'm human. I'm in this human form, but I have somebody that's stronger than this human form. I was telling one of my brothers, young brothers, last night. It's okay to feel. It's okay to minister. It's okay to love on people. But you have to. It goes back to that self care. We give and we give and we give. But who is pouring into us? Who is doing all this? You can't carry those things with you. You can't. If this is about the caregivers, I think we totally forget about the caregivers. And when we think about caregivers, we think about somebody that's literally taking care of an elder. No, a caregiver is someone that sets aside their time, their money, and their energy for someone else. That's what God wants us to do. Yes, but he also requires us to take care of ourselves. God, Jesus didn't pray just to you know, pray for us and be an intercessor. He prayed to fill himself up. He didn't have those 12 disciples around him because he wanted them. He needed them too. Each of them had a specific calling and need for their time and their energy for him. And they sharpened one another. They built up one another. They motivated one another. In this season, we cannot forget the persons. Let's not forget about one another. Let's not forget about loving on one another, but also realizing that you have to take time out for yourself. Whether it's 30 minutes, I was telling my brother, you feel anxiety sometimes and that spirit will try to come at you. And all I tell God and all I say to myself is, peace be still. I put my hand on my chest, take a deep breath, and I say, okay, God, peace be still. And I'm calm, cool, and collective. I'm focused. It took me years to get that and figure that out. But I had to figure it out because there was a season where I was like, what is this, God? Why am I always crying? Why am I always sad? Why am I tired all the time? Why is it that when I go to church, okay, I'm going to go there. I go to church and I come out worse than what I left because of the pulling and the leeching spirits. Everybody want a piece of you. And you don't understand it. And then I want to go to bed and sleep the whole Sunday. I used to hate that. And my family did. Because there it wasn't me. Guys, we have to really take time out for ourselves. This is not about being selfish. This is about being selfless. And in order for you to do that, you have to be a little to yourself. Because you will lose yourself. When we're taking care of all these people and advocating and whatever we do, defend, whatever we do in our normal jobs, we have to be inward at some time and say, okay, health-wise, are you taking care of yourself? And I'm not talking about looking good. I'm not talking about that. That is after the fact. I'm talking about health-wise. Let's not get all happy about eating all types of crazy foods. Let's eat in moderation. If you drink, let's drink in moderation. I don't drink, so I don't, you know, not anymore. So I don't have that want anymore or that need. But I do like to eat sweets. Yep, that's it. I said it. It's out in the open now. I like sweets, but I know that I can't eat them like that. So I don't. I eat in moderation. We have to take care of ourselves. Self-care is needed. That shield that you put up, take the shield down. Take them walls down. Those walls don't need to be up. God will put walls up if they need to be. It's too much work for you. You're not built for that. God didn't build us like that. God built us to be humans, okay? To be transparent humans, real people with a purpose on our lives, to tell people, other people about God's love and that it is okay to make a mistake and to move on from that mistake and repent and come to Christ. That is what we're here to do. Tell about the great story and bring souls to Christ. We are not going to be Captain Save-A-Hoes. We can't. I know y'all like, oh my God, Omani said it. Yeah, I did. Because everybody want to be the superhero. Yes. A lot of people talk about it because they, you know, they ride this X-Men comic strip ride. Okay. Yes, we are supernatural people, beings. But we are also encased in a human flesh full of iniquity body. So acknowledge the body. acknowledge the body. That was my dog, guys. Acknowledge the body and you will be fine. Love on the body and the inside, your soul, will come in alignment with the body. Don't put crazy stuff in the body. The soul will not reject it. And we will live longer on this side of heaven. I know that was crazy and a kind of a morbid podcast today, but I just want to let y'all know the holidays don't stop here. Every day is a holy day. Let's press through it. Let's love one another. Let's cherish the moments that we have on earth, not just because it is a Thanksgiving day, it's a Christmas day, it's the New Year's. No, because it is God's day. Because he said, for this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a day of rejoice. Let's walk in that rejoice. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Have a blessed and great holiday.